Today is a life day, and I want to talk about some personal experience of mine and how it's affecting me online and offline. And I also want to talk about some stuff some of my friends are saying online, and because they have excellent points, and I think it's just good information. So we're going to talk about online life, things about what people are saying and how it's affecting people all over the world. So today's backlog, I'm not too terribly sure what I'm going to give you, but let's just go with it. So online, lots of people are really putting their life online. Like, this is something I've been doing since I was a teenager, been putting my life online, not really caring too much about what I say as long as it's true, factful, and correct. Because I've always had this belief that sharing is caring, and the more we share, the more we can learn from each other. But now that there are so many more people working from home and they're putting more of their life online, there's tons of people still refusing to put negativity of their life online. But I'm not that person, and I'm actually going to talk about me explaining my negative situations online and how it's actually causing positivity in my offline life. It's crazy, and I think the more we are honest about ourselves online, the more we are not lying online, the better the online experience will slowly become. There was a really rich, famous person in the USA who went on Facebook just the other day using Facebook Live and donation feature. I don't have Facebook anymore. I got kicked off Facebook some time ago. And so I don't actually know what feature they're talking about. But basically, she was able to make some video where basically asking for $10 a person to donate to them so they could do their usuals. And we're talking about someone who is extremely rich, who did part of their video in front of an $11,000 refrigerator. That should right alone let you know that maybe it's not a good idea to actually donate money to this person. But then in a single day generated a little over $30,000 of non-taxable donations, $10 at a time, from people who probably couldn't really afford to give out that $10. And it's saddening because when poor people or just people who need assistance go online and they make a GoFundMe or they do videos and they can't get donations because they don't have enough viewers on YouTube, or they're not allowed on YouTube like me, or they go on Facebook and there's tons of people that watch but no one donates because those people don't see a reason to donate. They're thinking, well, I'm in the same boat as you, so why should I? But then those same people who don't donate to the poor people or the people in need who are asking for help, even a dollar at a time, they donated $10 to a very rich person who probably didn't really need that money. And some of my friends online are making excellent points and statements that are questions, because questions online can sometimes, I think, give you the best results. And I kind of want to go over that in the second section. And yeah, that's about as much as you need to know. So let's jump into it, yo. Sharing is caring, and posting online, whether it's good or bad, can actually cause positivity in your actual life in sometimes the weirdest ways. Like, I've been doing this online thing for over 16 years, and I've been doing online social media for about 15 of those 16 years. So, I mean, even before they were called social media, back when it was just called forums and threads, I was online and I was posting my life. I was talking to people. I was learning from others, I was getting information, I was doing research, and, you know, at least the past 8 years, I have not been afraid to tell people the bad things that happened in my life. I've always been, like on Facebook, I would constantly get people that would, you know, attack me for posting negativity. I had a fight with this person. I've been having problems with this. Me and my wife got into an argument over this. And I couldn't understand why it was such a bad idea. And so then, you know, obviously, like I said, Facebook did eventually kick me off their platform. I'm not allowed on Facebook. I'm banned from it. And I'm banned from it for talking poorly about Facebook and the things they were doing. So there's one reason why people were telling me to not do that. They were saying, oh, this stuff is bad for you, because of stuff like these platforms will block you, these platforms will ban you, these platforms will do this and do that. And I have to admit, my life without Facebook is much better than it was with Facebook. I noticed that there's a lot of places online that if you talk, I'm going to say it like this, crap about someone, if you attack someone online, everything tends to just be like that. Crap, attack after attack, argument after argument. But if you just simply tell people the problems you're having, you tend to get more people on other platforms other than Facebook giving you words of encouragement, motivation, trying to help you out. You know, they want to pray for you. They want to give you good vibes or whatever you believe and whatever they believe, really. And they just seem to become stronger friends. You'd grow these connections a little bit stronger. And so I lost my job in January, was blunt about it. And since then, because I'm no longer contractually obligated to not talk about certain things of the business and the industry I was working in, I have been talking about these problems, like warehouses have been overfilled for over 2 years, and people who rushed out during the start of the pandemic went out to the grocery stores to grab food. The food was lasting them days to a week. Then 2 to 3 weeks later, you went out and got food, and that food lasted about 2 weeks. And then about a week later, which is about where we're at now, your food is lasting months. And it's because of the overcrowding in the warehouse and things like that, that people actually, I honestly say, was tricked, as I said in another podcast, to go out and grab all of that expiring food. And then after they got it, they realized they got screwed. You know, even one of my sisters down in Texas just the other day went to a store that hasn't been hit super hard, bought food, and then got home and realized almost all the food they purchased had expired while it was in the store. So me talking about these things has caused me a lot of problems. A lot of people have attacked me. But to be honest, more people have been finding the information as like an insight, like they didn't know this type of stuff. When I told people I lost my job, people really try to help me find work. And I get almost every day now people sending me job offers. And I talking to CEOs almost every day about how I might be able to work for their company. And although my job skill sets online are limited, because I did spend a long portion of my time online not coding, not doing things you normally would do for work online, I have limited myself. And I've come to that conclusion, but when I tell people, and I tell these companies publicly, well, I have ruined my own abilities by not practicing them for about 10 years, they are now sending me school offers. They are now sending me free courses to re-up my game, so that way I can't use that as an excuse, so that excuse will no longer be valid. And if I would have never told people just the other day that, look, I lost my job in January, the pandemic hit literally 2 weeks later in most places, and then in America a week or so after that, I'm not eligible for unemployment. I'm not eligible for the unemployment benefits of COVID-19. I'm not eligible for the $1,200 the government is giving to people. Not because I made too much money. Not at all. And that's the most confusing thing. When I started telling people this, and I told people I spent the last 3 months spending almost all of my cryptocurrency to stay afloat, to keep up my phone bill so I can keep mining, to keep this and keep that, and to give food for my family and gas in the car and all these other things. Like, people really started reaching out and started going, "How can I help you?" Instead of, like I said, with that other person online, where other people I know, they have GoFundMe pages. I've done GoFundMe pages that just basically says, "I'm poor, broke, and homeless. Can you help?" And no one wants to help. So, how does this make all the difference in the world? By just saying it. Yeah, you might be embarrassed to say, "Look, I lost my job. I ran out of money because it's been months and I'm running out of options." But now people are helping. I've had just today, the third online school has given me free courses to help me out. And now this one I really think is huge difference, because not only did they give me a free online course, but they're offering a code for all of my followers, including you, to be able to get a free online course. And I'm going to post in the information about this, the actual details of how to get that, because you're going to use the COVID-19 promotion code, and I'm going to post that with the address to how to get it, because I don't have it on me right this moment. It's on my phone, but I'm looking at a recording screen in case you're wondering. And so I think this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Me talking negatively, or not negatively, but about the negative things in my life, has given me positivity, motivation, and assistance in ways I've never had been able to receive before. And when about a week ago, well, I should say this differently, about a month and a half ago, I started looking at my Twitter feed, and I had reduced the amount of negativity things about my life on Twitter some time ago, just because this is what people were telling me to do. Friends, family, colleagues. And so when I went back and I started being brutally honest about what's going on, I noticed 180 different ch everyone went from telling me, "Well, you can't talk about this stuff," to, "I'm so glad you said something." And so when it comes down to it, the way we word our negative information online is the difference. Before, I would be outraged and say, "Oh," and I would curse and cuss and put companies down because of things. And they responded in that similar way to me. Now, like just last week, which is what I was about to say earlier, just last week I was having problems with a school that gave me free online courses, because they had an assessment guide. And I took the assessment guide, but because I didn't understand the terminology, because I've never had formal training in JavaScript, I got a really low score. And then trying to do the free course, the course is not positioned for mobile users. It's only positioned for people who have a big computer, who have either a Windows or a Linux or a Mac. And I don't even have a computer. I'm literally a mobile-only user. And every time I try to increase my abilities, I'm always being denied, because I don't have the options the teachers have. And this is a huge difference. When I was online, like I said, a week ago, complaining about this company, about how I can't even follow through the course properly. I can listen to it, I can write stuff down, I can take notes, but I can't try the course data. I can't build what they're building because I don't have the resources. The company responded back with not only an apology, but a little bit more free schooling, because they even said, maybe you can learn something. And that's exactly correct. Maybe I can learn something. Something I've learned from my friends. I have many friends who, I hate to say it, they're not in the same position as me where they cannot get a bank. But they're in the position where they don't have fiat, so they have no bank. And they are now spending the last little bit of their Bitcoin because they can't hedge their Bitcoin for fiat because they have no bank. They have no banking abilities, no banking this, no banking that. And when you don't have banking privileges, you can't really be forthward or forthgoing or outspoken about the prepaid card that you use or anything like that, because I have done that before in the past and actually lost those prepaid cards, lost the privileges to use those cards because I'm not allowed to have a bank. The state of Oklahoma stepped in and took those away from me. One of the few companies that has actually fought for me against Oklahoma is Chime and Cash App. And both those companies work together, and both those companies, Chime is a full bank, but there's still so much you can't do with it because of the type of card or debit card they distribute to their users. So even Cash App has that same issue, but Cash App is trying to become more of a full bank to protect the rights of people who are unbanked, who do not have banking privileges. And just knowing that these two companies are out there helping some people, it gives me hope. But something I've learned from these my friends who are in similar positions with me, they're spending their last Bitcoin, is that when it comes down to the bottom line, Bitcoin is still there being used. People are still sustaining on it and mining Bitcoin, even with a mobile phone, is more useful than not mining it at all. And this just kind of makes me feel better about myself, knowing that I have a mobile mining farm, knowing that I do mobilized mining since 2013. I've developed the first mobile full Bitcoin node in 2013. It makes me feel better about the things I've done in the past, things that I have gotten ridiculed for doing. When I posted images on Facebook back in 2013, and 15, when I destroyed a Samsung phone and when I destroyed an HTC phone because the battery blew up, leaked through the phone, and literally put holes in the device just so I could mine Bitcoin and have a full Bitcoin node. People ridiculed me. People put me down. People made fun of me. And now people are coming to me asking me for help on their platform, on their project, because they are now trying to do something similar. I only have real code abilities in JavaScript, and I love JavaScript. I've been only learning HTML and JavaScript for a couple of years. I used to code in C++, and nowadays I can't even compile C++, and I haven't been able to compile C++ for about 6 to 8 years, a very long time. And to be honest, my coding abilities in C++ are next to nothing now because I haven't been able to practice it. So going to a mobilized programming language is helping me. I'm learning more about it. I'm doing Node.js, and I'm learning all these different features and different ways to do things. And if it wasn't for people telling me their story, I would have never tried. It, one of my friends told me about CodePen. He saw that I was complaining that I had no way to compile code I've made, and he offered to help me out. He said, "Here, go to CodePen, go to Code Sandbox, go to these different places and see if they can help you." And now, because of that, I'm learning JavaScript. I'm changing my coding career because I love C++. It's my favorite programming language out there. But because of my limitations, I'm now learning another programming language I'm learning to love. And again, if it wasn't for friends that were trying to help out because I was talking about the negative things in my life, that would have never happened. And if it wasn't for my friends showing me how important it really is to be mining any kind of cryptocurrency that is exchangeable and tradable and upgradable to Bitcoin, I wouldn't have known truly how important it is to have these resources that I do have. So when we're doing stuff, when we're talking with everybody, we need to remember that our words are the most important factor. How we word it is more important than what we actually say. It's more important to say things like, "Gosh darn it, I'm having so many problems with this site, I want to quit, but I'm not going to because I want to learn," than it is to just go, "Damn it, fuck this site." And I'm sure just hearing those two different things might actually get me in trouble on some podcasting distributors like Apple, but it needed to be said because if you didn't hear the difference between those two lines, you might not actually understand what I'm talking about. "Gosh darn it, I'm having problems with this for this reason, because of that reason of my own limitations, but I'm not stopping because I want to learn, I want to do, I want to make better." And so this is the way to motivate yourself. This is the way to push yourself. And this is the way to catch positivity from negativity in what we say. So if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're not too sure of what you can do, well, look at the options your friends are taking. One of my best friends has an online store that I'm very jealous of. It seems like anything he puts on his online store sells. And he's not actually selling stuff he physically owns. He put a design that he paid someone to make for him. And he put that design online through Redbubble, through Teespring, through Cafe Press, and is now making as much as $300 a piece of clothing per week. And he's making money by only spending $5. I personally making NFTs, I'm making all sorts of stuff. I have my online clothing stores, my own drop shipping stores, and I'm having problems getting sales. And so I'm now looking at these people saying, "How do you get sales? How do you do it?" And their honest opinion was, "I'm not too sure. I'm just telling people it's there." And I'm realizing how important having some form of ad is. But I've done ads in the past. I know how expensive it can be. So you can be your own ad. You can be your own everything. It's that motivation that's going to get you there. Just like almost every podcast, I did get a little bit off topic. I did kind of stray a little bit back to the first point. But I hope you really take my words with a brick falling on your head. I hope you really listen to it. I hope you go back and re-listen to it. Because it might be a little confusing and it might be strung out here and there, but we can learn from our friends. We can post negative things that happen to us to gain positive results, and we can change our lives. I think right now is an opportunity for us to develop, for us to build, for us to become something more. And I was saying this even before the pandemic really hit, because I felt like 2018, 2019, 2020 are big years. And even John Snowden has said on interviews that if we're not building our future, it will be built for us. So don't let that be you. Build it yourself and change your life for you, because I know we all can use it. And just like that, that's the end of the podcast. This podcast was sponsored by, of course, 3dbdcillus.com. It's my personal free crypto hub website. I built it back in 2017. The list that it's based on has been going on since 2015. Please check it out. It's right there on your screen if you're on Anchor. 3dbtclist.com. Just click it or go into your web browser and type in 3dbtclist.com to go directly to the HashLink No Service Stored website that will allow you to have access at your fingertips 10 to 15 websites so you can earn, collect, and gain cryptocurrency.